Lily Denton of St. Albert was one of those who ran away from her competition and won the 3,000 in dominating fashion, earning a Class 1A state meet record at 9:42.04, which is the fastest time in the entire state of Iowa.
For me, I think I kind of went a little bit further than what I thought I was going to. For me, it was just getting out fast because I knew that the time next to me was going to be fast. I just wanted to get out fast and stay out.
Trent Warner of Nottoway Valley dominated in the 1A shot put. His first throw was his best, 53 feet, 11.75 inches, and it was good enough to win gold.
It's good. I don't think I did. I haven't done as good as I've done, which is kind of a bummer. I mean, that's my last time throwing shots, so. But I can't be mad about winning, so.
Riverside's boys 4x8 relay team of Brody Henderson, Owen Fenner, Cruz Jaquez, and Dawson Henderson took the lead on their second leg and never let it go, crossing the finish line with a state championship. Dawson was the anchor and said they did it as a team.
Yeah, it means a lot. Obviously, our whole team's a family. We push each other in practice. We have team meals before meets, and basically that sets us up for everything. We're all a big family. We all get together. Great. And then Brody, he's my brother. We push each other every meet, every race, every practice, and we want to be better than each other. But we knew if we came out here and ran our best day, this would happen today.
Taden Graydon of Ogden won the state title in the girls' long jump, going 18 feet, 3.5 inches to leap to the top of the podium.
It's been a tough journey, but it all pays off. Just jumping every single year, my freshman, sophomore, junior, and up until now. Yeah, takes a lot.
For Atlantic, it was a long day for sophomore Ethan McNeil, who said his legs were tired after his third race on the day. McNeil was 10th in the 200 prelims to start, then was 14th in the 100 prelims, and a short time later finished 13th in the 400 finals.
It feels amazing being able to be in this atmosphere with everyone here watching, and competition here is amazing.
Colin Rudy finished 18th in the 400 for the Trojans and ran a PR time of 52.21 seconds. The boys' 4x8 relay team of Preston Williams, Vincent Meisinger, Mason Betts, and Rudy finished 22nd at 8:23.84. The boys' shuttle hurdle relay team was DQ'd, one of eight teams that were disqualified in the race, including ADM, which had set a meet record. In the field events, Gavin McLaren was 12th and Xavier Darrow 19th in the discus. They both have the shot put today. For the Atlantic girls, sophomore Lila Wiederstein was 18th in the 100 prelims at 12.77 and 17th in the 200 prelims at 25.97 seconds and says she can take this day for future meets and future races.
Yeah, I mean, it was for sure amazing and a great learning experience. So I'm excited to definitely take this into next year, too, and take it into tomorrow, too. And, you know, long jump and 4x1 tomorrow, so I know what I need to do to help my running and stuff.
Other highlights from yesterday's day one of the state track and field meet, Tri-Center girls 4x8 relay team finished second. The girls shuttle hurdle relay team advanced to Saturday's finals with the third fastest time. Lindsay Sarderman of Harlan was second to the 3,000 with a PR of 9:51.96. Freshman Ashlyn Rao finished ninth. Coy Kuntz of Trainer had the fastest time in the 2A 200 prelims and the 100 prelims. The Cardinals boys shuttle hurdle team had the fastest time in the prelims. Riverside Sophia Fenner was fourth, and Sophia Taylor was 12th in the shot put. The girls 4x8 relay finished fifth. The boys shuttle hurdle team made it to Saturday's finals. Cole Jepson was 11th in the 100. ACGC boys shuttle hurdle relay team qualified with the fastest time for Saturday's finals. Eli Manson got a 7th place medal in the 400. Griswold's boys shuttle hurdle team just missed the finals. Holden Jensen was 12th in the 3,200. Cody Dorcher 11th in the 400. The Griswold girls shuttle hurdle team made it into the finals with the third fastest time. The top three teams in the prelims were all corner conference teams, with Stanton first and Fremont Mills second. Luke Sternberg of AHSTW finished third of the 400 and had the fifth fastest time of the 200 prelims. The boys' 4x8 relay was 10th for the Vikings. Gabe Funk of Lenox was second of the 400 at 49:33, but was way behind Kobe Hodenfeld of South Hamilton, who won at 48:13. William Anderson of Logan Magnolia had the second fastest time of the 200 prelims and the second fastest time of the 100 prelims. Brody Crozier of Southwest Valley was ninth in the 100, missed the finals by 0.02 of a second. CAM's girls shuttle hurdle relay team had the fifth fastest time of the prelims and advanced to Saturday's finals. Finally, the attendance for the meet was 14,106, the second largest for a Thursday ever. Day number two starts today with the distance medley relay in 2A and 3A starting at 9 a.m. We'll have reports every hour starting in the 10 o'clock hour through the end of today. Reporting from Des Moines at the Blue Oval for KSOM and KS95 Sports, I'm Chris Varney.